Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet to satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our customs and border patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. That goes out particularly to the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes out to Felix and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail to the post offices from the bulk mail centers. Also to FedEx and UPS for getting the packages out to the people. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel as well. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too, out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Or we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is always going to be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, where I think it's almost done snowing, almost, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
So the animals in San Diego at the zoo, thank you guys, got snowed on.
I believe so, a little bit. We've had some snow in different areas here in California, Captain, and especially up on the Grapevine there north of Los Angeles. It was closed for a time on Friday, but I just heard a little while ago that it is reopened now, and that could change if how this storm goes. It's a lot, bringing a lot of snow, a lot of rain.
Well, the snow, I think, is moving off to the east, but now you got the colder weather, and that brings the ice. And when snow melts, you get the ice factor. So maybe that's what it is?
Very, very well could be. That's right. And, of course, we'll be talking about all that in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy night. Okay. Well, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we outline and put exclamation marks beside those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values and beliefs. Okay, we're going to go to the easy bait tonight. You ready?
Okay.
The GOP, and in particular a congressional committee, has got a bullseye painted on Transportation Secretary Butthead's butt. They're going to go after him. They're going to take a critical look at the response from his department, what happened, when it happened, why it didn't happen the way it was supposed to. Because all these
big-time derailments and whatnot, you are aware of the fact that they do have disaster plans, right?
Well, sure, of course.
And certain things are supposed to be kicked into place right off the bat, right?
Right.
Well, the only person that kicked anything in off the bat was a railroad.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, Secretary Buttigieg waited many, many days, right,
after the
February 3rd. That's right, from the February 3rd derailment, even to visit the area. So, again, this is a very, very, first of all, it's the disaster. That's the important problem. The political response by Pete Buttigieg is secondary, but it is significant because people want to know, Captain, if their government can actually react to things, especially when people's very lives are on the line.
Well, then there's this interesting question. Yesterday, Frenchie was drilled at the press conference at the White House. Reporters repeatedly asking her questions, why hasn't Joe Biden gone to Ohio? When's he going to go?
Right. When is he going to go? Well,
she couldn't give him an answer.
Well, of course not. Of course not. Because they are in full mode damage control of how to contain the fallout from this terrible response that they've had. You know, Captain, the people on East Palestine, you know, they just want to know, are we going to be able to even stay here? You know, what's the next step? And the Biden administration was much more concerned about taking Joe Biden, of course, to Ukraine for some photo ops there with Zelensky.
Well, what Biden had to say yesterday was he had no plans to visit East Palestine, Ohio. He's leaving it to his transportation secretary to assess the scene of the train derailment and take care of it.
Well, and that's kind of passing the buck. Yes, there's a big production that has to go into effect to get the president somewhere, especially in a situation like this. But, he ought to take that, that measure and go there. And, Captain, otherwise, the people, not just in East Palestine, but all across the nation are wondering, what kind of president do we have?
Well, I already know.
Right.
An incompetent boob. That's what we got. All right, hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle, folks. We'll be right back with more on Captain America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I most certainly will. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That is a product that I've been taking for over 9 years, and the reason I take it is because it works. Now, I have problems with swelling in my legs and the pain in my ankle and my feet from my injury where I almost lost my leg, and I've had a back that's been broken a couple times, so I'm kind of like the walking wounded. But when my aches and my pains start in, tell you what, Relief Factor cures the bill. And that's why I take it, and that's why I talk about it. I've been taking it for over 9 years. Now, you can find out what I found out, and that is if you're in pain, doesn't matter what the pain is, I think Relief Factor can probably help you get out of pain or certainly make it more tolerable. Now, the great thing about it is twofold. Number one, it's 100% drug-free. Number two, the combination of the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support your body's natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling to begin with. It will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So give it a shot. Go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 3-week quick start. And like Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
And how? relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. Well, Kyle, China has released a document containing its proposals, there are 12 of them, for a political settlement on the Ukrainian crisis. Now, they presented themselves as a responsible player, ready to act constructively to achieve an end to the conflict. One of the major things that's in here, probably the most major for Russia, is to eliminate all of the sanctions.
Isn't that something, Captain? I saw this earlier today, and I thought it was pretty laughable. The Chinese are absolutely serious about this, by the way.
Of course they are.
But it is pretty laughable because they have the Chinese government come in and try to negotiate a peace in the war between Russia and Ukraine. It's kind of like having the Legion of Doom come in and negotiate between Lex Luthor and Superman. I mean, none of this makes any sense. And all kidding aside, you're right. Oh, yeah, just hear our friend Russia? Yeah, we need to get all those sanctions lifted off of there. I don't think anybody is going to really take this seriously, but it does show exactly, I think, what China's happy to do here, and that is to come in, I think, and try to help out Russia.
Well,
more so than the other stuff they've done.
What we heard as a result of this was Zelensky says he wants to talk to President Xi from China.
And he may very well do that. Exactly, exactly. But it's interesting because, again, China's going to sort of put the United States and NATO in the worst light possible because somehow the U.S. and NATO are doing everything wrong here or something like that. So it's going to be interesting to see how that will actually be phrased ultimately.
Now, are you sitting down?
Yep.
Are you holding on to something steady?
Yep.
Here we go. First Lady Jill Biden gave one of the clearest indications yesterday that President Joe Biden will, in fact, run for a second term, telling the Associated Press that there's pretty much nothing left to do but figure out the time and the place.
Very interesting. Yeah, she went on to say that, quote, he's not done, or rather, he says he's not done, quote unquote. She also said, quote, he's not finished what he started, and that's what's important, unquote. I think, Captain, a lot of Americans are very worried because Joe Biden's already done a lot, and they don't want him to really do a lot more.
No.
If he's not done yet, then they think, oh my goodness, what's the next shoe to drop for Joe Biden doing stuff to the United States?
First of all, I would be shocked that he could even get the nomination again.
That's a very, very good point. A very good point indeed. I don't think that there's broad support within the Democrat Party elite for openers on this.
No, there's not. Most definitely is not. All right, and let's go over to the telephone here. Is that you, Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. It is me.
Go for it.
Anyway, on the nullification thing, I'm just wondering, once a state nullifies something, can it be undone by the federal government?
No.
Number two?
No.
Okay.
States' rights.
Totally impossible to undo it.
States' rights. The state would have to undo it.
Right. And is DeSantis, from what I understand, he might be considering going this nullification route, too, from a couple of I heard about.
That's how it got started.
I think he ought to do it. And what are the key things that they could nullify? In other words, to start with,
anything. Right to guns, the gas tax, the Department of Education, the federal gas tax. I meant to say, and anything. The road use money that's not going for road use.
Right. Are there anything that are on his agenda that you know about?
Not exactly. I know things, but I'm not sure that until he says that he's going to do something, I'm not going to take a wild guess at it.
Sure, I can go. I can understand that. All right, Captain, I guess that's it.
All right. So you're aware of all that stuff, right, Kyle?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah, they can nullify anything they want in terms of what the federal government's doing if they want. And they have to understand that once they do that, there goes the federal money. But in the case of Florida, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, you're right. That would be one of the first things to be taken away is any kind of federal dollars. Yeah.
Yeah, but in the case of Florida, they have a slush fund. They have more money than they know what to do with. They have enough money to take care of themselves without having to worry about the feds.
Right. And, of course, the idea you can nullify things the federal government does, but I think it would be difficult to do something that would be wholly unconstitutional or found to be unconstitutional, for example, by the Supreme Court. That would all still apply, I would think.
Well, that's true, but again, if you want to get rid of the Department of Education, the federal Department of Education in your state, that's easily doable.
Right, right. And it, the going down that road, of course, is not going to be, like a very easy road to go. It's doable, but you'd have to deal with consequences from that, as you said, like not having federal money or other kinds of support that you would get from the central government.
Speaking of consequences, the producers of the movie Rust, that's the one that Alec Baldwin's in, right?
Right, right.
Have agreed to pay a $100,000 safety fine after the shooting and subsequent death of that camera person.
Interesting, interesting. And, it's nothing will bring back Helena Hutchinson. But obviously this is going to be also setting a precedent for other safety measures on subsequent movie sets, I'm sure.
Right. And author and lawyer Gordon Chang once again said that China is supplying lethal assistance to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Chang said that China has greenlighted this war. It supported Russia. It supplied the lethal assistance, and the Biden administration is not reacting to that. He also added that China clearly has provided military aid to Russia. China is selling drones to Russia's Wagner Group, which is being used in the Ukraine. And we know from the very beginning of this war that China was feeding location data to Russia.
Exactly right. So that is, in and of itself, lethal assistance because it allows the Russians to go and get where the Ukrainians are, basically.
Correct.
So this is a very, very bad situation, a very bad deal. And again, to bring China in, trying to make some grand overture that they're going to negotiate a peace settlement, which I don't think, Captain, involves having Russia turn tail and go back to Moscow and leave the Ukrainians alone and get out of their country. I don't think it involves that at all, but it just goes to show that China maybe is not a neutral party in this whole thing.
Well, they haven't been from the beginning, and we know that.
Right, right, exactly. And so it's in Russia and China's best interests, of course, to go against the West, to weaken the United States, to weaken NATO, do all those things, because they're in it to win it.
All right, hold that thought. Post, when we come back, we'll talk about Russia and what one of their envoys did at the UN about Ukraine. You won't believe this one, but we're going to tell you. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a USA News update. President Biden so far has no plans to visit the site of the train derailment in Ohio that released toxic chemicals, but he has ordered federal officials to go door-to-door in East Palestine to speak to residents this weekend. The murder trial of lawyer Alex Murdaugh has adjourned till Monday after the prosecution spent time Friday challenging his credibility during cross-examination. Murdaugh has admitted lying to police, but still maintains he did not kill his wife and son. The FDA is facing a new lawsuit over the abortion medication mifepristone. A dozen Democratic state attorneys general are claiming access to the medication is unnecessarily restricted. Officials around the world have marked 1 year since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Zelensky said he's certain his country will win the fight. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yes, sir, Rudy. And we are going to take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Go to his website, MyPillow.com. Take a look-see at all the stuff he's got on that radio listener specials page, and you'll think he's lost his mind. There are buy ones, get ones in there. There are 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, and 90% off specials in there. Unbelievable, the stuff that he's got on sale. And you'll only find it at MyPillow.com in the radio listener specials page that's right there off the website, MyPillow.com. Now, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code is always going to be Captain. And if you want to call him up and talk to a live person, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them, use the promo code Captain, and away you go. And they'll explain what it is they got on sale, and you'll hear the different things. And who knows, you just might hear something that you might really have to have a lot worse than they do. How's that? But as I said, buy one, get one is alive and well. 50% off, 60, 70, 80, 90% off is alive and well at MyPillow.com. It's a shopper's treasure right now at MyPillow.com. When you get over there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code Captain, and if you want to call them at 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger in the Ukraine, or in the UN for that matter, Russia and their envoy at the United Nations disrupted a moment of silence that they were giving for the members of the Ukraine, both the troops and the civilians that had been killed in the war. And this Russian diplomat talked all through it.
Well, it's incredibly disrespectful. You know, Russia is the aggressor in this case. It's obvious they went in and did what they did against international law, against a common decency, and they have done atrocities. And to just do that is just insult to injury.
Yeah, and there's three things I'm going to talk about in a row here. Number one, the Gallup poll about Social Security and Medicare came out yesterday, and 45%, which is an overwhelming majority, 45% of the people surveyed are completely satisfied with Social Security and Medicare the way it is. On top of that, if you want to add a little bit more of a positive mix, 19% say that they're satisfied but not overly satisfied. So technically that would be 64% approve of what's going on with Social Security and Medicare.
Very interesting, indeed.
What do you think?
Well, certainly I think a lot of people are afraid that it's not going to be solvent, that it's not going to be there by the time they reach retirement. And
well, if they're under 55, it's not.
Well, exactly. So there's going to be something that's going to be coming down the pike. We just don't know exactly what that looks like at this point. But certainly, you know, there has to be measures taken now to make sure that it is in fact there. And if you permit me, Captain, you mentioned about Russia saying what they said. There's something else that a former Russian naval officer, retired Russian naval officer, said on a popular Russia program, evidently saying that they had an idea to deploy a nuclear missile to strike the Yellowstone caldera if they were going to be attacking the United States and try to set off the Yellowstone volcano. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people evidently think about in Russia. So that's very,
sure.
very, very terrifying.
Sure. Because how would you know for sure it was a nuclear missile that did it?
Right. Exactly. But they seem to have this retired Russian naval officer seem to think that it could set off chain reactions.
Probably would.
So forth. So I mean, it's this level of evil that we have to be prepared for.
Now, a couple more things. There was a California registered Republican poll for president, and Ron DeSantis topped Donald Trump in that poll by 8 percentage points amongst registered California Republican voters.
Well, that is very interesting indeed. Of course, it is early on still in this whole process, so expect that there's going to be fluctuations there as we move forward. But Ron DeSantis has also had a lot of great victories recently. He's right now, of course, out on sort of a mini tour, as it were, about law enforcement and so forth. He's having a memoir come out, so he's getting a lot of press right now, even before if he would ever want to announce for president.
Now, Nikki Haley this week came out with a mental competency test for politicians older than 75. You are aware of that, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, that cognitive test for politicians above the age of 75 is gaining political traction on both sides of the aisle.
That is interesting because given what we see right now with Joe Biden, I think that's the primary reason she's advocating it right now, because that's the primary example. But at least for President of the United States, the requirements are enumerated in the Constitution. So it would, I think, in my humble opinion, I don't know that you could put another restriction on somebody who could serve or even run for president without changing or making some kind of amendment to those requirements.
Correct.
In other words, you know, can you take away the people's choice of who they want to elect because of somebody's test that they ran?
I don't think so.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has called on the West to shore up its resolve to defeat Russian aggression in Ukraine. He wrote an opinion piece published in The Telegraph on the eve of the conflict's first anniversary. Did you get a chance to see that at all?
I did, as a matter of fact. It's entitled, or basically saying, one thing is clear, Vladimir Putin cannot be allowed to win.
That's right.
And, of course, with former Prime Minister Blair, I think everybody is in agreement with that. I don't think you'd get any argument. But I would amend it slightly, only to say he should have never been allowed to go into Ukraine in the first place. And so that's, I think, 2020 hindsight, obviously. But it does show what has to be done when we start to see the storm clouds gathering like that. But what it means and what how much commitment and what's the end game, all that still remains to be seen. But, no, I agree with Prime Minister Blair. He can't be allowed to just walk away and get Ukraine or go into some kind of peace negotiation and then keep a lot of stuff. Because, again, Russia is the aggressor here. Our Putin, I think, is more specific.
Who has been trash-talking our governor here in Florida the most? What network?
Well, let me take a guess. is it MSNBC?
Yeah, and NBC. Well, yesterday, Ron DeSantis' press secretary put out a press release, and they have announced that they are boycotting NBC News and MSNBC and Comcast NBC Universal all together.
Well, they have the right to do that.
Why would you need them?
Yeah, right.
I don't have any use for those networks, do you?
Well, the issue is becoming so much more divided. Some people are going to watch this network. Some people are going to watch that network. And I think there's a real appetite out there for the ability to get the news and not have to be advocates per se. And of course, that's a real fine line. You know, how do you really do that? But because obviously, there's always been a bias. And anybody who writes a story is going to inherently have some bias on something, but the idea about professionalism is to try to pull back from that and report the facts. And that's where, in the olden days, phrase, isn't it? The olden days with Walter Cronkite, people trusted him. Even regardless of what his politics might have been or his viewpoints, people trusted that once they finished watching Walter Cronkite, they had a good idea of what was going on.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the first Truckers Highway Bible Report. Yep, we're going to tell you what's going on out there in California. IA. Don't go anywhere. And that's the way it is. I can still hear that.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Been that
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain? Have you seen the rain, Kyle?
We've been seeing the rain literally all day, and we'll be seeing it in through the weekend, as a matter of fact.
Well, I do know there's numerous weather hazards expected today and Saturday across the Golden State, especially Southern California, from a cold and vigorous winter storm. Heavy to excessive rainfall with flooding is very likely from Los Angeles to San Diego, which, by the way, they did have snow on the ground in San Diego yesterday, first time in a long, long time. And dangerous and potentially threatening snow-related impacts are likely for the mountains and the high desert and the foothills and roadways in Southern California. What else is going on?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We've had some pretty low temperatures all throughout California. San Francisco had 39 degrees on Friday. It's the lowest temperature on record, we understand. Also, there was a lot of snow throughout Central California as Californians woke up to that on Friday morning. And then we've also had lots and lots of rain, as you said. And also, since 1989, Captain, we haven't seen the blizzard warnings in effect in Los Angeles and Ventura counties, but that all came to a crashing stop yesterday or the day before as they began to get ready for this storm and began issuing those blizzard warnings for those areas north of Los Angeles. So yes, a lot has been going on, and we've got a lot to tell everybody about right now. We of course continue with the winter storm warnings and aerial flood watches all throughout Southern California, and of course right now as we take a look at our radar map, we're seeing all this rain. It's pretty much up near Yuba City. This is north of Sacramento, coming all the way down through Central California. It's snow to in the eastern part of California. This is going to especially impact Highway 395 as you make your way down from Mammoth Lakes and through Bishop and down through Lone Pine, down to Ridgecrest. You're going to have snow impacting that whole journey. Rain all through the central part of California right now and down through Los Angeles and into Orange and San Diego counties right now. So we've also had, again, very, very low temperatures. Now, this storm, though, Captain, of course, is making its way out. It's going to be in the central high plains by Sunday night, but that still means we still have lots and lots of bad weather that's going to be impacting, especially in basically the southern half of Nevada, then also through Arizona and through New Mexico as well. In New Mexico, they're going to have snow and blowing snow across northern and western New Mexico on Sunday, again, as that storm makes its way. And again, we've got a lot of people impacted by this. The Grapevine north of Los Angeles was closed earlier on Friday. It's my understanding it's open now, and hopefully we'll have some smooth sailing. So more next hour, and back to you.
All right. Well, Montana, you got an area of snow there, the higher elevations, western part of Montana. You've got some very cold temperatures again, northern Montana along the border, over into North Dakota, over in the northwest corner of Minnesota. Temperatures at or below zero. North Dakota's got a lot of really cold weather tonight. Fargo over to Bismarck and then on up to Minot and the Canadian border. And then coming on down, the panhandle of Texas has got some high winds tonight as that system is trying to make up its mind what it wants to do. And the winds go all the way down to the Texas border, or to the Mexican border with Texas, all the way down through Laredo, down through, I-20, all the way down to the bottom. Yep, absolutely. Now let's go over here to Wisconsin. Wisconsin, we got an area in the northeast that could be snow, but right now it's kind of undetermined as to what it wants to be. There is some wind in there. Coming on down to Illinois, Chicago, and that area, you've got some very cold temperatures there. And it looks like as if there might be a chance of rain later today. The central part of Illinois, coming across from the northeastern corner of Missouri, is a patch of snow. Now, that snow is moving to the east. It'll be out in Indiana here by the time daylight rolls around. And the northwestern corner of Indiana could see some snow there, as well as the southwestern corner of Michigan. And Moving over into the mountains of West Virginia, we've got some snow over there tonight, light accumulation, and we've got some wind down along the east side of the United States, the ocean. Maine got a little bit of cold weather up there in the northeastern part of Maine. And let's get down here to the Gulf now, because down here from about Tallahassee, very dense, very thick fog up to Georgia, all the way across Alabama, Mobile, Pensacola, up towards about 40, 50 miles out of Mobile as well. And then coming across Mississippi, same thing, up about 40 or 50 miles north. New Orleans inundated with the fog over to, let's see, all of Louisiana on I-10 and over into Texas on I-10. And then down the Gulf, sticking to the Gulf, all the way to the bottom to Brownsville, you got a big area of dense fog. So, Kyle, I think it'd be a great night to be in a Pilot or Flying J truck stop. What do you think?
It certainly would, Captain, because when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J truck stop, you're going to be able to get a great cup of hot coffee. We think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate. And if you don't want coffee, they've got hot chocolate, I'm sure, and they've also got other hot food ready to go when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J travel centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function so you can find the nearest travel center nearest to your location. And when you go in, you want to make sure that you're part of the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app, because when you join up, you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week, get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear that they have at the Pilot and Flying J travel centers as well. And when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to start earning up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. So there's all kinds of great amenities for our trucker friends. Pull in, get out of the cold, get out of the storm. The people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers are waiting for you. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, they are. Don't forget that soup, too, and the chili.
No kidding. That's exactly it. That's exactly right. And they want to be your oasis out there on the road.
Yep.
And they're happy to have you.
Great place to stop, get your laundry done. Some of the pilots and the Flying J's right now are starting to add service centers there, so you get your oil changed and whatnot while you're there. But check them out, and I highly recommend them. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Hour number two, right around the corner here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Yep, that's right, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.